Money in the bank. We can talk, but money talk. So talk money. Ash Cash Show.
The Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show.
All right, so welcome to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend. Make sure you go to theashcashshow.com to subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcashtv.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. So YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch. I was just sharing a story behind the scenes. I was sharing a story behind the scenes about yesterday, right? So, yesterday was a great day. Fast shout out to Reggie, fast out to Storm, fast out to Vaughn, fast out to Amir. Yo, Slim Guy, Munir, thank you, man, for that connect though too, because we were able to capture everything. And so, let me tell you real quick. So yesterday, Storm and I are, that's why I always say that. I always say that IG is the live studio audience, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like Steve Harvey talking before the show, and then the show actually goes on, you know what I'm saying? My brother Storm and I, as I told y'all before, we're buying a building, in Atlanta. It's a great opportunity to revive that community. It's a great opportunity to just do some wonderful things, Storm lives in New York. And so, Storm, comes through, airport, had to go pick him up. And then we had a busy day yesterday, to say the least, we had a busy day yesterday. I was done, yo. I ain't even gonna sit here and lie. Like, I woke up and did some of my ritual that I normally do. I woke up at 4 a.m, but then I did it for an hour. Like, I usually pray, meditate, listen to the word, and then be ready. You know what I'm saying? But then I wound up falling back asleep, and I almost was late because everybody left to go to school, and I'm like, yo, wait, you know what I mean? I was almost late, I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm like almost hallucinating tired, right? But it was all good. It was a great day. But it was magical. Let me tell you why it's magical, right? It was a magical day because first and foremost, fast shout the Black Truck ATL. You know what I'm saying? Fast shout the Black Truck ATL, because when I go around town, I don't feel like driving. I just do an Uber XL. So I was like, man, you know what I'm saying? Every time, I mean, I just be 100% honest. Like, you never know who you're getting, right? You never know who you're getting with the Uber XL. And what I mean by that is, like, sometimes you get a nice driver. Sometimes you get a driver, you know what I'm saying? You just never know who you get. So I reached out to my guy Trav, ATL Chill, and I reached out to Dr. Ken, and I'm like, yo, do y'all know of any, like, drivers? You know what I'm saying? Like, do y'all know any, like, drivers? Because at this stage of the game, and I'm gonna just be honest with you, I gotta stop acting like I'm not a public figure. I try to do the whole, like, yo, I'm one with the people, which I am. Like, if you meet me in real life, I am. But I gotta stop acting like, you know what I'm saying, like, God didn't elevate my status to be, I got a platform. You know what I'm saying? I got a platform. And so, so that was the other thing. I'm like, if I'm gonna get a driver, let me make sure that is like consistent. You know what I'm saying? With the same person. You know what I'm trying to say? Let me just kind of do that, right? So let me tell you how the day started out as a blessing, right? So, you know, I hit my guy Trav up. I said, "Yo, Trav, you know, I need a ride or whatever." Right? He's like, "All right, cool." He said, "Yo, check out Black Truck ATL." Right? So I said, "All right, cool." So let me reach out to them. You know what I'm saying? I said, "All right, cool." So I booked the truck or whatever. So I call them. You know, it was a really, 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 you know, a nice young lady who was like, you know, talking to me, was like, "Yo, what time you starting? Let me know." And I told her what was going on, whatever, whatever. And this was on Sunday, right? I'm having a conversation with her on Sunday, whatever, whatever. She texts me and she like, "All right, your driver's going to be there at 9. You know what I'm saying? Like, "Yo, your driver's going to be there at 9. So I'm like, "All right, cool." So, you know, fast shout out to my brother Amir. So my brother Munir, when I was talking to Munir, I'm like, "Yo, Munir, Slim Got Strength, he on here." I was talking to my brother Munir, and I'm like, "Yo, Munir, yo, like I also when I do these things, like I need professional, I need a camera, you know what I mean? Like I need to stop playing, right? I need to start like capturing everything, you know, the right way." So he's like, "Oh, my cousin do," you know what I'm saying? I met his cousin before, so he's like, "Yo, my cousin do videographer." I'm like, "I bet, let's," you know what I mean? Like, "Yo, tell Amir hit me up." So Amir hits me up. And this was a while ago, but I never got a chance to hit him. So I'm like, "All right, we're gonna do everything. Like, I need the black truck to come pick me up. I need I need the black truck to pick me up. I need to go get Storm from the airport. Then after the airport, we gotta go." Like, so it was a whole day, right? So I booked the truck the whole day. So 2021 black Escalade. You know what I'm saying? Nice. Yo, the joint got a fridge in it. Like, it was like nice. I'm like, "All right, bet. This is the level. All right, this cool. This is the level," right? So now, driver pull. So first of all, Amir comes to my house or whatever. So Amir, you know what I mean? So we getting ready. And so, you know, matter of fact, y'all saw me as I'm getting a briefcase ready yesterday with all that. And so I leave my house and I'm going to the truck. Driver comes out, you know, young black brother. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I don't know his age, but we, you know, we look around the same age, or he might be a little younger or whatever. But he comes out, he's like mad respectful, like, "Yo, you know what I mean? Like, yo, thank you for booking me." He was like, "You know, do you need me to, you know, grab the briefcase for you," whatever. Opens the door, put the briefcase in it. You know, I jump in, and then now we chilling. We on our way to go get Storm. Yo, I lie to you not. As we driving, you know, me and Amir talking at first, but then the driver name is Vaughn. So then Vaughn start talking to us or whatever. So we talking. And so come to find out, Vaughn is from Brooklyn. He's not from here. You know what I'm saying? He from Brooklyn, right? He from Coney Island. So I'm like, "Oh, okay." So we talking. And so I kid you not, he said, "Yo, I manifested you." This is not like no joke. He said, "I manifested you." So I'm like, "You manifested me." I'm like, "Word." Like, I didn't know, you know what I mean, where he was like going or whatever, right? And so he said, "Yo, a couple of months back, I watched the interview." He said, "You changed my life." I swear to God. He said, "Yo, you changed my life." He said, it was crazy. He said, "It was during the pandemic." He said, "Yo, during the pandemic," he said, he was working at Comcast. He said, "Yo, during the pandemic," he was working at Comcast. And he watched a video of mine, David Shan's video. He said, "I watched a video of yours." And he was like, "Yo, you changed my life because you was," matter of fact, he said he watched that video. So he watched the David Shan's video, but David Shan's is what put him on to me. But then he actually the Matty J interview, he said, "Yo, I watched the interview of yours. And you and Matty J was talking so real about manifestation, about how to make things happen." And literally, he said, he was working with Comcast, and he said, "Yo, my wife had mentioned, was like, 'Yo, you need a new truck. right? He was like, yo, you need a new truck. And so, you know, because he was driving around in a Comcast truck. And he told his, after watching the video with me and Matty J and the David Shands joint, he said, yo, I'm gonna start speaking things into existence. So he said, yo, I'm gonna, right? He said, I'm gonna get a new truck, but it's gonna be a different type of truck. So then he said, 2 months later, right? 2 months later, he got an opportunity to start Black Truck ATL, right? To partner, you know, and start Black Truck ATL. But in his mind, he said he would love to meet me one day. Kid you not. He said, in his mind, because I was able to, you know what I'm saying, like give him energy. He was like, yo, your energy just raw. And your energy spoke to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he said, your energy spoke to me. And so I said, yo, I would love to meet him one day. So he said, you don't even understand. Like, he said, you don't even understand. And it was respectful. It wasn't even like, no, like he was like, you don't even understand the feeling to be in this car with you right now, yo. And, you know, you don't even understand how that made my heart feel great. Because number one, I'm a master manifester, so I already know that. Like, I already know how it is to manifest something, like the feeling in the beginning. Because I'm always amazed. I'm never like, I'm not saying you stop getting amazed, but when you know, that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? And so, when he said that, I was like, yo, like, for me, that was special. Because number one, a lot of times people don't be, you know, especially men, you know what I mean? We be funny sometimes. Like, sometimes we be scared to give it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care. Like, if somebody has impacted my life, I'm telling them. Like, I'm not too proud, none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell men I love you. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, like, if you know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody's impacted your life, they impacted your life. Like, it don't have, you know what I mean? So, especially sometimes amongst us men, we be acting all weird and shit. My fault. We be acting all weird. And I get it, though. I guess it's a hood thing. Like, when we was coming up, when you show another guy love you, like, yo, why you D-rotting? You know what I'm saying? I don't play none of that. You know what I'm saying? But it was dope to, like, have the conversation. You know what I'm saying? And he just wound up being, like, a solid dude. You know what I'm saying? Wound up being a solid dude. And then so we picked up Storm, you know, Storm from Brooklyn. So him and Vaughn connected. You know, Amir was really, you know what I'm saying? Really, he understood the assignment as far as just being there to capture the moments, you know what I'm saying? And so it was just a dope day, you know what I'm saying? We stopped, we got some lunch, we like everything was a four, you know what I mean? Like, it was a four person, you know what I mean? Four person crew, and it felt so dope, you know, and you know, and then even afterwards, man, like, you know, having a conversation with Amir, because I don't know how old Amir is, but Amir's young. He's like in his 20s. And Amir was just like, yo, because, you know, yo, we was talking some big talk, though. Like I said, I don't really, you know what I'm saying? Like we were talking some big talk, and I'll show y'all. But, you know, Storm is actually also an investor in a project called Rise. Is right, you know, it's right in the SWAT area, you know, Southwest Atlanta. And it's a $30 million project. You know what I'm saying? It's a $30 million project. And so we pulled up, it's an old 30,000 square foot school. And then in the back is a 5-acre lot that they're gonna build some residential housing. It's a dope complex. And so we pulled up and we even talked, we spoke to the owner, Jay. And Jay was kind of like putting us on and like telling us about, you know, about it, you know, about the project or whatever. And we literally, and I mean, I know this, and I'll share this with y'all, right? I was watching something with Magic Johnson, and Magic Johnson said, it's just as easy to make a $1 billion deal than it is to make $1 million deal. Like, there's no difference. There's no difference, right? There's no difference between orchestrating and being part of a $1 billion deal. Amir is in his 20s, but he's an old soul. That's a fact, though. Yeah, he's definitely an old soul. He's definitely an old soul, right? But Magic Johnson was like, yo, you know, there's no difference between doing a $1 billion deal and a $1 million deal. It's like actually the same. You know what I'm saying? It's like no difference. Same resources, same time, same everything. So you might as well do the bigger deal, right? And I knew this, but like I was talking to Jay and he confirmed that, right? So we talking, and he's saying, like, yo, in the beginning, you know, I'm putting this deal together. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting this deal together. And at first I'm like, all right, I need 10 million. Then he's like, yo, then I need 20 million. Then I'm like 30 million. So now he's like, I need 30 million. And for him, he's like, that's a big number. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, that's a big number. So as he's saying, you know, yo, that's a big number, he's going to other funders, people who could fund the project, and he's telling them, look, this is a $30 million project. And people are telling him, oh, it's too small. You're like, what? They're like, yo, that's too small. Like, you, like, if this was a bigger project, then potentially we could do it. And he's looking like, what do you mean? But you got to think about it. There's so much money out there. There's so many people who have pension funds and all of these different, like these hedge funds are responsible for a lot of money, and they got to deploy that money, and that money has to earn returns for them. And so they're not going to waste their time on a $30 million project. They're going to say, yo, give me $100 million or better. Now that comes to perspective, because the same due diligence that you're going to do for $1 million is the same due diligence you're going to do for $30 million or $100 million. It's just the plan got to be tight. Your plan got to be tight for $1 million. Your plan got to be tight for $30 million. Your plan got to be tight for $100 million. And so just sitting and having these conversations, yo, Amir pulled me to the side and he's like, yo, bro, man, like, he was just like, thank you. He was like, yo, as a young man, I've never been in a real conversation about the type of numbers y'all talking. He was like, this is the first time that I've ever been in a real life conversation with black men, though. We were all black men, right? Like, we were like all black men talking about millions and billions. Like, we wasn't talking like that ride in there was, we was not talking about nothing, like nothing less than, you know what I'm saying? We wasn't talking nothing less than, you know what I'm saying? We was talking big money talk. And it was a blessing, yo. It was a blessing to, number one, have Vaughn, the driver, manifest something. And I was part of somebody else's manifestation. Love that. You know what I'm saying? Number one. Number two, you know, he took advantage of a situation. So we was like talking, you know what I'm saying? Welby, what up? I got Welby's in the building. So he was, you know what I'm saying? He was asking questions. We was talking about his moves and, you know, what's the next, you know what I'm saying? What's his next plans? And I'm giving him real life, you know what I'm saying? Real life advice. You know, Storm is giving him advice. Then Amir, in his 20s, is soaking all this up. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, that's a blessing to be able to not only use your life in the public, but then also, you know, have it behind the scenes as well. So yesterday was magical. Then we got, you know what I mean? Then we got back. Then we started the My First Property Challenge, which was fire. You know what I'm saying? Storm did his thing, got busy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, like, it's just a blessing. Like, it's just a blessing to walk into that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a blessing to walk, to be a blessing. You know what I'm saying? A blessing. Like I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm telling you, you don't even understand it. Being in the car and him saying that to me, and I'm looking like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a blessing. Oh, no. So I'm sorry. So let me tell you another part of the story. Right. And this is why I said, like, I gotta also, stop acting like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a public figure. So we get to Live Canvas Studios, right? We get to Live Canvas Studios. So Live Canvas Studios is a studio that's like up and running already. You know what I'm saying? It's like up and running already. You know, the guy who owns Live Canvas is the, he was the one with us, kind of, you know, show, you know, looking at our layout, and we're gonna, you know what I mean, we're gonna do it similar to that, right? So we go over to Live Canvas, and you know, we pull up or whatever. So we in there, and he had another meeting, so he couldn't do it. So he told the woman that runs the, you know, that's the, you know, runs the day to day to let us in and, you know, kind of show us around or whatever, right? And so so we get there. She opens the door. She's a very, very nice young lady. I wish I forgot her name, but very nice young lady. And she's like showing us around. You know what I mean? She's showing us around. And I did that on live. So you, so there was the young lady that was showing us around, showing us around, showing us around. And so there was this one spot that we really wanted to see. So we might go back today to see it. But there was this one spot that we wanted to see, but we couldn't see it because I ain't going to say the company. But a big company, you know, booked it for the day, right? And so we couldn't interrupt them because they was in, they was doing production, you know what I'm saying? And so it's so funny because as she's showing around, whatever, we finally finished, right? And so another superstar talent pulls up, like in a Cadillac or whatever. And so she was like, all right, you know, she was like, you know, respectfully, we was having a conversation. She was like, you know, if y'all want, look, speaking to existence, A-Lo. So she was like, if y'all want, we could talk, you know what I'm saying? We could talk. Pastor Sid, what up? She was like, if y'all want, we could talk in there. But, you know, the talent is about to come in. I wish I would have waited because I actually knew the talent, superstar. Legend, you know what I'm saying? I actually knew the talent, so I could have said what's up, but whatever, it didn't matter because that it wasn't a line for us to bump into each other, you know what I'm saying? But either which way, we found out after who the talent was. That's why I say that. But either which way, we standing there and we about to leave, and so Vaughn is outside, like, you know, like wiping down the car or whatever. You know, like I said, 2021 Caddy Escalade. So it's looking nice. It's looking nice. Black on black. You know what I'm saying? Got the black chrome rims. It's looking nice. So she didn't know if it was the talent that was coming in or not. And so she looked and she was like, oh, do you know who that is? I said, oh, yeah, that's our driver, right? We said, that's our driver. So she looked at us and she said, yo, who are you? Like, who are y'all? Right? Because she didn't know, like, nobody, like, prepped her to say, these is the guys that are doing this building or whatever. The guy Rich who owns it didn't prep her. He just said, yo, I got some people coming over. I need you to show them around. So she looks, and she's like, who are y'all? Like, who, you know what I'm saying? Like, who are you? So she looks at me, and she's like, you look like I know you from somewhere, but I don't know where I know you, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know. And I just like laughed. And I think she said, who are you? I probably know you. I was like, yeah, probably. And then she started laughing. She's like, what you mean, probably? I said, no, I don't mean it like in no way. I just like, you, yeah, we might know each other. Like, you probably see me, maybe. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And so she was like, you know, so anyway, we all laughing or whatever. So I'm like, yeah, I go by Ash Cash. She was like, oh my God, I knew it was you. And so she took off her mask, right? She took off her mask and she pulled her phone out and she started going through her followers. And she was like, yo, I follow you. Look, I follow you. You know what I'm saying? And she was just like, oh, I love your content. And she started, you know, because she wasn't sure. Like, I'm walking around with her, and you know what I'm saying? She just wasn't sure. You know, it's just a blessing. Like I said, it's just a blessing to kind of just be in that space where you know, the work is being recognized. You know what I'm saying? The work is being recognized. You know, it's just a blessing to be able to move in these spaces and, you know, just kind of be recognized for the work, because that's what I'm saying. It's not really about the fame for me. You know what I'm saying? Cause I don't really, cause the thing is, if I was like a rapper or something like that, and they'd be like, oh, like they like, yo, like, I love your rap songs. You know what I'm saying? Which is no, there's nothing wrong with that. If somebody's rap songs has impacted lives, but for me, they just like, yo, I read a book. I listened to you. I watched the interview. You know what I'm saying? Like I watched, you know, your content is dope. Like, it's just something that has impact. Like, I know that it's impact. I know it's not like, it's not empty calories. Like, it's really impact. You know what I'm saying? And so, I'm just like, man, this is a blessing. You know what I'm saying? To like, to be in that position. So, so yeah, man. So I'm just excited. I'm saying, you know, it's always got to be a lesson, right? Always got to be a lesson. And I'm saying that to say this. I'm saying that to say this, right? I'm just to round it up. I'm saying this to say this. Imagine, and this is why I love these things, right? Imagine if I would have gave up, right? Imagine if I would have gave up. Imagine if I didn't allow God to use me. Sis Linda, alhamdulillah, right? All praises due. You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine if I gave up. You know, imagine if I didn't let God use me. Imagine if I decided that I would let stuff like this get to my head and not walk into my purpose. Imagine if I would have heard the assignment from God, but I would have crumbled and I would have not listened. I would have not been obedient. And so, you know, that's my message for y'all. Like I really want you to understand that I'm no different from you though. You know what I'm saying? It sound like I'm saying that, but I'm not. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I always maintain a level of normalcy, because I'm no different from you. All the blessings, all the opportunities, all the lives I'm impacting directly and indirectly, all the jobs that I'm creating, all of the family generational wealth that I'm helping build for my family and others. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't take that assignment for granted. And had I not put myself out there imperfectly though, too, man, like, I don't know what y'all waiting for. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You're waiting to do something perfectly when God already told you that you're perfect, right? God already said, yo, you are in a perfect position right now to manifest everything because you still breathing. I still gave you breath. So God is telling you perfect. But instead of trusting God, right? Instead of trusting God at his word, you want to hold back and you want to be perfect and you want to not put out the gift because you don't think the gift is wrapped right. Yo, the receiver of the gift don't care if it's wrapped right, right? You bump into a homeless person right now and the homeless person needs food. You think the homeless person going to care whether you give them the food on a plate or give them the food in a styrofoam box or give them a bag or give like, you think they care how it's delivered? I'm hungry. I want the food. I need the food, yo. Stop holding on to my food. I'm hungry, right? I'm hungry. I want the food. Give me my foods. I don't care if it's a paper plate. I don't care if it's a styrofoam. I don't care if it's parcel with parcel, whatever. I don't care what the food come in, right? I do not care what the food comes in. A homeless person just wants to eat. And so you got a gift, and the person that is waiting for the gift don't care. They don't care if it's in a bowl. They don't care how you deliver the package. They don't care if it's in a box. They don't care if it's in a bag. They don't care. They need the actual gift. Because the truth of the matter is what you wrap it in is going to get thrown away anyway, right? If it's in a nice box, right? They're gonna rip that anyway because they don't care about that. And so you have this assignment. You could be blessing others, but you so worried about the package. You so worried about how it's delivered. Yo, BM, yo, listen. Yo, real life. Real life. I didn't know that the Ash Cash Show was gonna morph into a building that I own and a set that I create. Yo, wait, 2021? Yo, May is a year and a half, yo. May of 2019. May 2020. May of 2020, God said, listen, the world is shut down. I'm gonna tell you the exact story. May of 2020, God said, yo, the world is shut down. I need you. People need you more than you know. I need you to go live every day and talk to the people. That's what God said. I said, yo, you bugging. I said, yo, every day, Monday through Friday, and I'm not getting a check for it? Yo, G-O-D, you bugging. G-O-D like, yo, I said what I said. I need you to suit up. Like, I need you to suit up. It's not one of those things where I'm like I'm giving you free will. Like I felt the pressure. Like, yo, I need you to suit up. Right? And so May 2020, I started going live every day, Monday through Friday. Right? Every day, Monday through Friday. I mean, anybody who started in May know that we was doing what, 20 people, right? We were doing like 20 people, and consistency. And then it morphed. Then it was like, yo, you should simulcast, because I was only doing it on IG. So then God is like, yo, I need you to simulcast. So now I start simulcasting. Now I'm doing it on Facebook. Now I'm doing it on YouTube. Now I'm doing it on Twitter, which was Periscope at the time. Now I'm doing it on Twitch, right? And so now I'm like, yo, so now my numbers tenfold. And honestly, the numbers that you see constantly is not the full numbers, because there's people that's in and out, right? So what you're seeing is the consistent number, which is usually about 200, 220. Recently, we've gone up to 300 on IG. But that's not the consistent number. So when I get off, I see the consistent number, which sometimes could be 3,000. Sometimes it's 7,000. You know what I'm saying? Because people are on and off. You know what I'm saying? Some people start early and then got to jump off. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a lot of people are being touched is what I'm saying, right? It's not only what you see on account. You know what I'm saying? And then this thought, as I'm doing this, the thought process was like, yo, keep going, right? Keep going. And God, see, here's the thing. God didn't, this is a bar right here. Catch this. God did not reveal the whole vision to me, though. Yo, God did not reveal the whole vision. God just told me to go at the space that I wanted, that I need, that he needed me to start. God said, just go. Just turn your camera on. I didn't know nothing about technology. I didn't know about simulcasting. I didn't know about none of that. God didn't even reveal the whole play, right? He didn't even reveal the whole vision. God just said, yo, I need you to go right now. Go, 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 go. I said, I bet, heard you. All right, I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Then I started. Then, as I started, and it was the test, because the other vision didn't get revealed until I started being consistent. So now, as I'm being consistent every day, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m., right? Then, Even before we started doing My Right Radio, My Right Radio came out of my obedience. Right? And so now, because My Right Radio, see, what y'all don't know is My Right Radio was a private thing that I used to do. You know what I'm saying? It was a private thing. Like I didn't really do it for everybody. I just stopped listening to hip hop, but I still love hip hop beats. And so behind the scenes, I've been doing this for years. I'm talking about since 2014. I've been putting inspirational tracks under beats, but I never shared it with nobody. I just was listening to it. So then as I played it one day, we had Freestyle Friday. I played a track and they was like, yo, that's crazy. Play another one. And I had to figure out how to create My Right Radio. Y'all created My Right Radio. That wasn't my idea. I started being obedient, going live. Then My Right Radio was created. Then as My Right Radio was created through the live, it morphed into something else where that's part of the show now, right? That's the show format, right? Then God really gave me the other vision. Was like, yo, more people, you need to build your YouTube. You need to build the Facebook. You need to build Twitter. And then that's when I did that, right? And then even then, the whole vision wasn't revealed. I started doing that consistently. Then God said, yo, I got one better. We gonna create your own studio, right? We gonna buy your own building. We gonna put this in your own building. We're going to expand the show, right? And that's where we are, right? And so a year and a half later, hey, yo, how do y'all understand? A year and a half later, I am doing a walkthrough of a 12,000 square foot building in which I will own to set up my very own network, Mind Right Studios. And I will be doing the show every day in a complex that I own. I will be providing jobs, spaces for people to record, like all this because I was obedient May 2020. And so if you don't get anything out of this story, yo, I need you to just start. I just need you to start. Like, I don't need you to be perfect. I don't need you to care how it looks. I just need you to start. Because the truth of the matter is, this is, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is your moment. Yo, this is your moment, right? This is your moment. Like, and I already know that this is not like, I already know that this ain't even the end of it. Because even as we were going and talking about this, yo, the team already was like, yo, this is not going to be the first and last building, right? We're going to prove the concept, and then we're going to open other buildings. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not...
We are running out of time. What are you going to do with the time you have left? I say that if you don't reposition yourself,
now reposition,
you could miss the best time in this season. Because we have got to change the way we think. We have got to change the way we function. We have got to change the way we deal with issues. And the reason that you have to begin to reposition the way you think and the way you function and the way you feel is that we many times are stuck between the lines of limited thinking and limited people and limited ideas and limited philosophies. And there's something creative down inside of you saying, let there be.
Let there be.
You need to walk into a situation where you've been locked up and tied up and yep. tangled up and say, let there be light, let there be healing, let there be books, let there be change in this city. You have tried 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different things. Each you worked on 90 days or so, and then said it doesn't work. How can you be a leader with a 90-day test? Of course it didn't work. You didn't stick to it long enough. You didn't fight hard enough. You didn't do what it took to win. And rather than to correct it and get it right, you walked away from it and tried something else. And for the last 10, 15 years of your life, you've been on run from one thing to the next thing to the next thing, trying to make all this stuff work. Stop it. Stand still. You have to have the courage to live with the pressure and the criticism. New levels bring new levels. You have to be tough. You have to be tough to be able to stand it. It's tough for keeping your kids encouraged while you secretly worried to death yourself. It's tough for getting ready for a birthday and don't have a birthday gift. It's tough for not being able to get the light bill paid and the water bill paid. It's tough. But what do we do with these moments? Do we just have them and go back home and wait for the next one? Almost like junkies getting a fix or smokers smoking a cigarette. Are we just habitually addicted to moments without being able to take that moment and use it strategically to do something in our lives? You do not have to accept it the way it is. Somewhere down inside of you, there is creativity. We got to break out of the barriers and the limitations and get outside of the box. Something is about to happen in your life. You got to take it one day at a time. And when you get to the end of the day, you say, I'm not finished, but I've done everything that I was supposed to do for that day, for that time, for that season. Your season is shifting. You will be able to do now in a way that you have never been able to do it before.
Never been able to do it before.
You haven't sung your best song.
You haven't sung your best song
yet. You haven't thought your greatest thought. You haven't written down your greatest idea. You haven't framed your best dream. Maybe you have laughed your best laugh. You haven't had your greatest day yet. It's somewhere inside of you. You're a miracle.
You're a miracle waiting for a place to happen.
You have got all kinds of things locked up inside of you that are about to come forth. For such a time as this, the time is right,
yep.
The stage is set, conditions are in order, and something awesome is about to happen in your life. Don't let anybody tell you you're too young. Don't let anybody tell you you're too old. Don't let anybody tell you you're finished. Every day you wake up in the morning, it's a sign. The best
is yet to come. Yo, I believe that in my heart, though.
This is my moment.
It's my moment, yo.
Determined to live it.
Hey, yo, everybody, yo, just type, this is my moment.
The mind is the battleground.
Yo, everybody in the comments, if you believe that this is your moment,
yo,
just type in the comment,
for the next level.
This is my moment.
It's the time.
This is my moment.
If you
hey, yo, I believe that, though. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I believe that wholeheartedly. Like, I believe, like, this is my moment. The best is yet to come. You know what I'm saying? Like, the best is yet to come. Like, you, like, yo, we haven't even seen nothing yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, you haven't even thought your best thought yet. You haven't even dreamed your best dream yet. Like, I hope you understand what's happening. You know what I'm saying? I hope you fully understand what's happening. Matter of fact, we're gonna do this.
Yo, bring that back. Hip hop motivation on another level. Mind Right Radio.
One more time.
Elevate your mind.
One more time.
Elevate your life.
For the people that was multitasking. One more time for the people that was multitasking.
What are you gonna do?
Pay attention, please.
I say that if you don't reposition yourself, you could miss the best time in this season. Because we have got to change the way we think. We have got to change the way we function. We have got to change.
Yo, if you cry, you cry. Just get it out. Get out your system.
And the reason that you have to begin,
because it's your moment, you think, right? Those are tears of acceptance. Tears of joy, tears of like, yes, I believe it. Believe it. Just own it. It's just your time. Let there be. Just let it be. Let it be.
You need to walk into a situation.
Walk into it.
Yeah. Let there be. Let there be healing. Let there be books.
Let there be
change in this city.
Yep. Let there be.
You have tried 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10
Tried. Yep. Each let there be. It's
you
your time.
90 days or so. And then said it doesn't work.
Yep.
How can you be a leader with a 90-day test? Of course it didn't work. You didn't stick to it long enough. You didn't fight hard enough.
Yeah.
You didn't do what it took to win. And rather than to correct it and get it right, you walked away from it and tried something else. And for the last 10, 15 years of your life, you've been on the run from one thing to the next thing to the next thing, trying to make all this stuff work. Stop it. Stand still. You have to have the courage to live with the pressure and the criticism.
Yep.
New levels bring new levels.
Yep.
You have to be tough.
Yep. The pressure and the criticism. Be tough.
It's tough for keeping your kids encouraged while you secretly worried to death yourself. It's tough for getting ready for a birthday and don't have a birthday gift. It's tough for not being able to get the light bill paid and the water bill paid. It's tough. But what do we do with these moments? Do we just have them and go back home and wait for the next one? Almost like junkies getting a fix or smokers smoking a cigarette. Are we just habitually addicted to moments without being able to take that moment and use it strategically?
Use it strategically.
In our lives?
Use your moments
you
strategically.
You do not have to accept it the way it is.
Yep.
Somewhere down inside of you, there is creativity.
Yep.
We got to break out of the barriers and the limitations and get outside of the box. Something is about to happen.
Something about to happen in your life.
You have to take it one day
at a time. One day at a time.
And when you get to the end of the day, you say, I'm not finished.
I'm not finished.
But I've done everything that I've done supposed to do for that day, for that time, for that season.
Yep.
Your season is shifting. You will be able to do now in a way
that you have never been able to do this season.
You haven't sung your best song. You haven't preached your best sermon yet. You haven't thought your greatest thought.
Yep.
You haven't written down your greatest idea. You haven't framed your best dream. Baby, you haven't laughed your best laugh.
Yep.
You haven't had your greatest day yet. It's somewhere inside of you. You're a miracle looking for a place to happen. You have got all kinds of things locked up inside of you that are about to come forth.
Oh, man.
Time
like this.
The time is right. The stage is set. The stages are in order.
Yep.
Something awesome is about to happen in your life. Don't let anybody tell you you're too young.
Yep.
Don't let anybody tell you you're too old.
Yep.
Don't let anybody tell you you're finished. Every day you wake up in the morning, it's a sign.
It's a sign.
The best is yet to come.
This is my moment.
I'm determined to live it.
It's my moment.
The mind is the battleground.
The mind is the battlefield.
The fight is in your mind.
Yup, the fight is in your
mind.
Are
you ready?
Yup.
For the next level. What are you going to do? It's the time.
Yo. And here's the thing, though. You know what I'm saying? You got to gain that credibility with yourself. You got to believe it, right? You got to believe it. You got to take action. And you got to push yourself past your comfort zone. Now is the time.
Stop asking yourself.
Yep.
What the least you need to do is and start asking yourself, what's the most?
What's the most?
Humans are capable of truly unbelievable things. But the reality is, the way that we get better is by going through a simple process of adaptation. But what triggers the adaptation is stressors. It's doing things that are difficult. It's pushing yourself into a state of adapt or die.
Yep.
The body wants to conserve energy. So unless you put yourself in a state where the body absolutely feels like to survive, it must adapt, you're never going to change. And that's why only the most elite people end up achieving at the highest level, because they take the time to shape themselves. They put the energy into getting better. They're willing to suffer. They're willing to push through and persevere. But until you're willing to do that, until you're willing to stop asking yourself what you can get away with and start asking yourself, how far can I go?
How far can you go?
How much am I capable of? And when your fascination becomes that, when you start wondering just how much am I capable of, and every level that you achieve excites you to push harder and go farther and do more and bear more weight, then all of a sudden you really can begin to surpass other people. But it takes that. It takes a total shift of your mindset. You've got to be obsessed with just how far you can go. You have to be obsessed with finding your breaking point and then pushing beyond that. That is how you really begin to take advantage of the adaptation process. That's how you begin to improve. That's how you begin to build your body and build your mind, is to push beyond your comfort zone. That is how you get great. At the end of the day, nobody sat their way to greatness. Nobody sat back and relaxed and became extraordinary. The only people who really achieve, the only way that humans are able to do the extraordinary things that we're able to do, is by going to that breaking point and then beyond.
Yeah.
You have to find something in there that you want that badly. There's no way to just do it. You've got to find something in you that you believe in so much that you're willing to push yourself that hard. So you've got to construct a story about not only who you are, but what you can become.
Yep.
And that narrative is so compelling that it pushes you forward, then you will have the kind of change that you want in your life. But first, you have to believe that you can do it. You've got to put yourself out there. You've got to grind and work. But to do that, to work that hard, to make those kinds of changes, you've got to be willing to test yourself. You've got to be willing to look inside yourself and find out who you really are. You've got to be willing to stare nakedly at your inadequacies and be willing to push through them. You can't pretend. You've got to really look at your results and see if you're making the progress that you want to make. And that's where a lot of people fail. They lie to themselves. They want to get away with something. They want to see if anybody's looking. But the reality is, the only thing that matters in this life, what do you think about yourself when you're by yourself?
By yourself.
There's no campaigning. There's no convincing anybody. There's only the credibility that you've either earned with yourself or not. And the hard truth is that self-worth comes from doing something worthy.
Do something worthy.
From the hard things. It
yep.
comes from the suffering. It comes from persevering when
yep.
things get difficult, to know what you want and to stay that course, even when everything else is trying to knock you off. So build that thing.
Build it.
That thing in your life.
Build it in your life.
Belief. Know that you can do it and be
yep.
willing to go through hell to get to the other side.
Get to the other
to
side.
Get to the person that you were always meant
to be. You were meant to be. Facts.
It won't be easy, but it sure as hell is possible. We all need a word of encouragement from time to time. So I want this to be that word. So let me tell you what I know. You can change. No matter what you think of yourself, humans are designed to change. That's what we do. But you have to put yourself underneath tremendous stress in order to trigger that adaptation response. But if you know what direction you want to move in, if you know what you want to become, you can change into that. And so holding on to the fears and the doubts and the worries, they're not serving you, and looping around that mentally and wondering if you're going to make it and practicing mentally how you would deal with the failure, how you would justify it to people, all of that is stopping you from doing the one thing that actually will work. Trying, practicing, training, falling down. Those are the very things you need to do. The very simple act of taking action. That's the thing that you have to focus on.
Take action, y'all.
Then you'll be able to trigger your ability to change. So I don't need you to believe that you're capable of something extraordinary now. And I know in your heart, you have that dream. You have that small flicker of a belief that you can do it. That if you just try, that you could figure it out. And that's what I want you to focus on. You could figure it out, not that you already know how to do it. I fully accept that you don't. I fully accept that most of the things that I want to do with my life and will go on to do, I'm not yet capable of. But I so believe in the human ability to change, not even something that's unique to myself, just the human ability to change, that if I simply walk that path of doing, of trying, of failing and learning, that on a long enough timeline, I will win. So whatever it is you're thinking about doing right now, I want to be that voice in your head that says you can do it.
You can do it.
Maybe not today.
Maybe not today.
You can do it.
Maybe today.
You can become capable of that thing that you want, that you so dream about, that would give you that sense of self-pride that you want, that you hunger for. And I will say this, be proud. Even if you never reach it, as long as you try.
As long as you try.
So go out right now. Stop this. Stop listening to this. Stop whatever you're doing and get out there and try. Do it. And remember that it is a process of adaptation.
Yep.
And to go through that process, you must get under stress. It's the only way that you'll grow. But you can do it. You can grow.
You can
become whatever.
You can become whatever.
No one will ever hate you with the intensity that you can hate yourself. And that's why you absolutely must take the time to build your self-worth.
Yeah.
And I really wish that building your self-worth was simply as easy as repeating to yourself that you love yourself. But it's not. The reality is, if you want to love yourself, you have to do something that is worthy of that love. You have to do something that you believe in. You have to find a way to build credibility with yourself, to tell yourself you're going to do something and know that you're actually going to see it through.
Yeah.
The reality is we're all watching ourselves all the time. We know how we behave. And so you really have to think about that. I want it to be enough. I want it to be enough that you exist. And that you're going to be okay simply because you are. But the reality is we don't look at life like that. And we do judge ourselves. And we do think about whether or not we're following through on the things that we said we were going to do. And it's okay to start small. It's okay not to have a grand dream. It's okay not to be able to do that yet. It is very okay not to be extraordinary. You don't need that to love yourself. But what you do need is purpose.
You need purpose.
Take that time to define what is it that you're trying to do with your life.
You need purpose.
It doesn't matter. What is it that you're going to be able to bring to yourself and to the world that doesn't have to be
big? What is your purpose?
It just has to be real. It has to be something that's true to you. It has to be something that you're willing to commit to. And once you're willing to commit to it, to put in the energy every day to get up and pursue that thing. And again, this is not me. I'm not judging you. I can really tell you. I love you. And it's enough that you just exist. But I know that in your head, in all of our heads, is a voice that says that just isn't true. And so to connect with ourselves and to find that meaning and to develop it, to create meaning in our lives, we have to set an intention.
Yeah.
And we have to pursue that intention. Start small. Know what you want. Get out of bed. Get after it. Set rules for yourself. Follow those rules. Once you start doing those simple things, and again, they don't have to be big, but once you start setting a rule, having an intention, following your rules, building towards that intention, suddenly you're going to earn that credibility with yourself. And then all of a sudden, no matter what anybody says to you, and they are going to say negative things, haters are going to come after you. That is just a reality of life, but you will be impervious to that if you have built within you belief that you are worthy, because you take small steps every day to do something that means something to you. It doesn't matter what other people think.
But
it matters a lot what you think about yourself.
Yeah.
So every day, earn that worth.
Earn that worth.
Hey, what's up, man? Right now, you're tuned in to Mind Right Radio. Elevate your mind. Elevate.
Last one. So here's what I need you to do. I need, yo, because without purpose, right? Without purpose, nothing that I said matters, right? I knew my purpose And because I knew my purpose, I was able to stay obedient, right? And so a lot of us know, you know your purpose, but you being timid about your purpose. You looking for validation for your purpose. You trying to get a cosign for your purpose. When God told it to you, right? It wasn't a conference call. You didn't have it on speaker, right? It wasn't a conference call and you didn't have it on speaker. God told it to you. So you know your purpose, but you sitting here waiting. You sitting here waiting for validation. You waiting for permission. You're waiting for a cosign. You're waiting for the crowd to tell you whether it's dope or not when God already told you, right? And so what I need you to do, I need you to shine in your purpose. I need you to shine. I need you to shine in your purpose. Elevate your mind. Elevate your life.
I'm on government assistance.
I need a hoodie right now.
And I have to buy Pampers for Jelani.
Yeah, Lisa.
$11.42
in the. Yeah, Lisa.
And I remember wrapping my son in a towel for 2 days. I remember the second day, like you said, I had my hand on Jelani's stomach, and I said, "Don't worry, baby. Mommy will never be this broken again."
Never.
And that day, what shifted for me was I was willing, and I don't know if this is gonna sound crazy, I was willing to completely die to any form,
of yourself
so that I can birth.
Birth.
The woman that I was
becoming. The woman that you was becoming, the man that you becoming.
The reason why
the man
a lot
that
of
you are, the woman that you are.
Become who they want is yep. because they're too attached.
They're too
to
attached. Let go.
And you
let
hear
go.
When people say, "I've always been this way." Okay, well, if that's working for you, keep doing that. I knew it wasn't working for me anymore. I had hit my version of rock bottom. So I was willing to let go of everything.
Let go of everything.
And everybody.
Everybody.
See, another reason why people won't get there is because the doorway is for you.
It's for you to get into.
You're trying to carry everybody else in because you're trying to be rescue 911. And you gotta rescue you first. I am much more valuable to my family and to my community because I was willing to let them go. Go through the door myself.
Yourself.
Teach myself.
Teach yourself. Learn yourself.
Condition myself.
Condition yourself.
And get them. I'm much more valuable to them now. But I had to go through a window time of 10 years of judgment.
Judgment.
You leaving us, hanging out with white people all the time. You going to these crazy countries. We don't know what you. I have to be willing to allow my conviction to make me inconvenient.
Oh,
see, we want to grow, but we want to stay liked by everybody. I was willing to be my own rescue at the risk of your approval. But most of us aren't like that. Facebook is an example. We want to be liked. Well, I woke up and I like myself
I
today.
I like myself
so your
today.
Life is extra. My job is to like me first. I was willing to say every day, Lisa, you like you?
You like
Lisa,
you?
Lisa, are you proud of you?
Yep.
Lisa, are you playing full out
yep.
every day before I checked in with anybody else? I was willing to inconvenience my entire life. My entire life. I was willing to disrupt my entire life to buy my future, to buy my possibility, to give my dream a chance. See, we're not supposed to tuck our dreams in on the pillow when we get up in the morning. We're not supposed to leave them at home. We go and fulfill somebody else's dream. We're not supposed to do that. That's not what we're wired to do. That's not who we are. Your human spirit doesn't care about the economy. The human spirit doesn't care that my son's father went to prison. The human spirit doesn't care what's happened to your family. The human spirit doesn't care about the past. You may have been molested, or your family may have been broke, or you may have been betrayed, or you may have a divorce. Your human spirit doesn't care about any of that. Your human spirit simply says, what's our command for tomorrow? What do you want to create? It's not keeping score. Your brain is keeping score because your brain is designed to keep you safe. Your soul, your intuition, your human spirit is designed to make you soar.
Blue Five Keys, salute.
When you get to the edge, your brain will always tell you to step back. It's always going to tell you to step back because you can fall. Always. It's going to tell you step back. Because before you fail, the last time you did this, you saw someone else fail. You could hurt. You could be off work. It's going to tell you. It's designed to keep you safe. So you have to be willing to play between your brain and your soul. And on some days, you got to just listen to your soul. And you got to say, I'm going to leap. I'm going to get to the edge. Most people are at the edge. And you're standing at the edge. And you're watching everyone else fly. That's pimp my ride. Watch my crib. All this stuff. You know, watching people's lives on Facebook. You're at the edge. Watching someone else live. Wondering what it's going to be like when you jump without ever jumping. And I'm just here to tell you, jump. Because only three things can happen. You're either going to jump and fly.
Yep.
Are you going to jump and fall on something soft? Are you going to fall down hard? Either way, you're going to get back up.
Yep.
You already know you got what it takes.
You already know you got what it takes.
You're not, your greatest fear is not that you will fall.
Yep.
Your greatest fear is that you will live a full life and never fly.
Ooh, bars.
That you never leap.
Bars.
You're not afraid of dying.
You're not afraid of dying.
You're afraid of dying before the world sees who you really are.
You're afraid before they before see they who you are.
Before they really
feel Let's go, brain. Lisa. Really Lisa Nichols.
Before they really feel you. That's what you don't want to happen.
That's what you don't want to
happen. You
don't
leave this place without us knowing you were here.
Yup.
All I'm doing is giving my dream a chance.
Give your dream a chance.
And I'm not extraordinary.
I'm not extraordinary. You don't get off the hook.
I'm an ordinary.
Ordinary.
Who chooses every day.
Who chooses every day.
One more extraordinary decision.
Whoa. Whoa. You don't get off the hook. We not extraordinary. I'm not extraordinary. You don't get off the hook. Ordinary. Who decides to take extraordinary steps. That's the difference. That's the difference. You do not get off the hook. Your story ain't no different. We went through the same things. You don't get off the hook. Every day, you just make a decision to do extraordinary things. You don't get off the hook. You don't get a pass. You don't get a pass because of your circumstance. How you get a pass? You don't get no pass. Just suit up.
Everything that I need to get back up, I have in me.
You have in you. Right now.
I can go get it.
If you don't have it, you can go get it right now.
It's my like playground. Like,
yep.
The question is just, where do I go get it?
Yep.
Oh, I don't know about that. Where do I go get it?
Yep.
And I don't come from a learning background where I was a great student. I wasn't, you know, my highest grade in school was a C+. And when I got a C+, I did the happy dance. And so I didn't have a background where studying was natural for me. But when I realized that if I go study something and I learn it, I own it, it's mine now. Man, it was crazy because all through school, I struggled. The last time I took an English class, my English teacher told me I was the weakest writer she ever met in her entire life.
Lovely.
Yeah, lovely. And the same year I took a speech class and my speech teacher, he said, quote unquote, Ms. Nichols, I recommend you never speak in public that you get a best job. And so I, it's just, you know, it was demotivated people, sad people, hurt people hurt. Sad people make other people sad. Bottom line, don't take it personal. Hurt people hurt. See, most people want the convenience of transformation.
Yep.
Without the inconvenience.
Without the inconvenience.
Required transformation. So my grandmother says, and I love to repeat this, your conviction, what you're passionate about, your conviction and your convenience don't live on the same block.
Yep.
They ain't even in the same zip code.
So
if you want to have a conviction for something, you have to sign up. Sign up to be inconvenienced. We're trying to find convictions and passion and breakthrough on the inside of our box. But when you realize that the box doesn't even exist,
yo,
like someone made up, oh, you're playing outside the box. So we all bought into there's a box. Well, I don't live in, I don't even own a box.
I don't even own a box.
I don't even want to get in your box.
I don't even want to get in your box.
You better come out here because I ain't getting in there.
Yep.
So when you start thinking like that, Tom, all of a sudden, everything is possible. So I disrupt people when I say, you want to make me extraordinary because it lets you off the hook. What if the God that we call God, the divine, whatever your faith is, what if there's no partial? It's not going to give me a hookup and not give you one. Not going to give me an opportunity and not give you one. I'm just going to go after it. If I die, I'm going to die on the treadmill, like Wilson said. I'm going to be on the treadmill running. You know, I'm just not going to stop because I believe all things are available to us. I'm just going to go after them. Are you willing?
Are you willing?
That is so disruptive because then you got to make a decision. Because it's easier to live inside the parameters of, well, as a black woman, Well, as born and raised in South Central, well, I'm academically, I'm dyslexic. I wrote 7 books, I'm dyslexic. So just knowing, like, I'm not perfect. What I do really well is I manage my imperfection well. And so we're all waiting for perfect. It's an illusion that will never come to you. It's an excuse to never show up and play. Your story is not meant to be your fortress. Your story is meant to be your fuel. Any story. Like the fact, the beauty of me being one of the top 1% earners in America is that I was on government assistance.
Right.
Like, that's the beauty. Like, come on, it wouldn't be a big deal if my family was rich. Whatever. Like, I'm supposed to do something. The beauty is that when you show the little engine that could story, like, I'm not going to run fast, but I ain't going to stop. I might slow down and have to breathe, catch my breath, but I'm not stopping. I believe all things are available to all of us. And good people should do well. Because when good people do well, good people just do more good in the world.
Yep.
I'm that same girl who ran track for Dorsey High School, struggled to get through high school, got kicked out of college because I couldn't afford to stay. That was on government's. I'm that same girl. I'm that same girl. I don't forget her.
Yep.
I'm also that same woman who runs a multi-million dollar business. I'm also the same woman who has 7 bestsellers. I own both of those.
Yep.
I own all of them. I don't shrink to my greatness, and I don't live in my saga and my sorrow. If you can own your brilliance while owning your imperfections, if you can own your giant while owning your smallness,
own it all.
You can live in duality.
Live in duality.
Constant duality. The freedom will be earth shaking.
Yep.
You can live in that. See, either you don't want to be as great as you really are, and you're trying to dim your life
dim
so
your
that
life.
Others won't feel insecure about themselves in your presence.
Yep.
And so you keep playing at 79 watts.
Yo, you keep playing at 79 watts.
You know you're supposed to shine at 150.
150. Easy.
And you keep checking the temperature of the room to see what the room can handle.
Nah.
Versus just giving the room you and letting them, if your light's too bright, then let them put on some shades. Can you give yourself permission to live in the duality of your imperfections and your smallness and what you're learning and what you still have to learn and your greatness and your brilliance and your light? Can you allow them to coexist and then serve them up to the world? To love you, to see you, to inhale you, to judge you, to leave you, to love you. You're just, some of us are just as afraid of being loved as we are.
AshCashTV.com for the replay.
If you go where you've never gone,
yep.
Do what you've never done and say what you've never said.
Yep.
You'll become the woman and the man you've always known yourself to be.
Yep.
Mind Right Radio.
All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Source for mind elevation.
All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in to Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure y'all go. Listen. AshBirthdayBash.com. So I'm having a birthday party, book release party, November 12th. So I pin it there. It's limited seating. So make sure y'all RSVP. It's going to be in New York from the block to the bank. We're going to the bank. So AshBirthdayBash.com. You know what I'm saying? Make sure. Y'all go to AshBirthdayBash.com, November 12th in Goswell. It's happening 6 p.m., but you got to RSVP, so hit the link or go, you know, go right there, AshBirthdayBash.com. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in, tuning in. The Ash Cash Show. Let me just give out my shout-outs for the badge love. Wulan. All right, y'all. Y'all know how we do it.
I manage my money wisely. I focus on my goals. My self-worth and net worth are building every day.
Ramaya Trash, appreciate the badge love. See the tax guy, thank you for the badge love. This A Low, thank you for the badge love. Panther in graphics, thank you for the badge love. A Diva C composite, thank you for the badge love. Where's CJ, thank you for the badge love. Miss Chip 817, thank you for the badge love. Regina Umoya, thank you for the badge love. Young Nation 19, thank you for the badge love. The Only MJ, appreciate the badge love. Miaza, thank you for the badge love. Absolute Audacity, thank you for the badge love. Empress Bella 84, thank you for the badge love. The Nagasi Legacy Group, thank you for the badge love. Ever Appropriate, thank you for the badge love. Jay Monique, thank you for the badge love. Tenacious I'm Chosen, thank you for the badge love. Francis Formai, thank you for the badge love. You ready to talk biz? I appreciate the badge love. The Responsible Homegirl, thank you for the badge love. Vision of Peace, thank you for the badge love. Sandra 78, thank you for the badge love. Patrick Watkins, thank you for the badge love 2 times. The Don Oliver, thank you for the badge love 3 times. Chef Charlene, thank you for the badge love 2 times. I Stay Rich, thank you for the badge love. Miss Third Real Estate, thank you for the badge love 3 times. Let's Atkins, thank you for the badge love. Gail Keith Allen, thank you for the badge love. The Graph, the Legacy Connect, thank you for the badge love. Herbert Charles, thank you for the badge love. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in, tuning in to the Ash Cash Show. Every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Thank you for anybody checking on the YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch. I will see y'all tomorrow in God's will. If you're part of the My First Property Challenge, we'll see you tonight. If not, you know, we'll see you. I'm sorry. I was just reading. What's the vax code for the bash? Like, yo, just make sure your temperature right. Oh yeah, we'll do MMA tonight too. Yeah, so make sure y'all tap in mindrightmoneyacademy.com tonight. All right, y'all, love y'all. I'll see y'all tonight. Mailbox Money Academy, we on tonight. My First Property, we on tonight. Mailbox Money Academy, we on tonight. And then I'll see y'all, or Mind Right Money Academy was on tonight. All right, y'all, peace and blessings. I'll see y'all later. All right, peace. Peace.
I'm talking about wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk
money. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show.